humans, zombies, hunters, cannibal corpses, ghouls, Siths, walkers, draggers, pharaohs, and even Christlings. Welcome to Zombie Talk.
Okay, here we are again. It's Joe and Ryan. Is that what we're called? Joe and Ryan, or Ryan and Joe? Either way, right?
Yep, either way.
This is our last podcast of the year. We're going to hopefully keep it rolling next year. We've had a pretty good year, so kind of give us a recap, Joe. What did we talk about this year?
Zombies.
Zombies, and what were topics, and give us a kind of a quick recap of all of our topics.
How to survive, basically, not to become one when October 21st comes.
Ah, Joe, now you're opening up the floodgates here. October 21st, what do you mean by that, Joe?
Guess, memory. Was it? Was last month?
Forgot. Yeah, it was.
It was the 21st. He said he miscalculated. Yes. It was really October 21st.
Yes. So, May 21st, I don't remember the guy's name.
It's the same guy that predicted Y2K.
Was it the same guy? I didn't know that. How funny is that? You know, Joe, this, I don't even know how old you are, where you were at Y2K, but,
I'm 17 now, going to 18.
Well, so you're young.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're young. So Y2K, the whole country was, paranoid.
And like, it ended up popping like a year later, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the funny thing is, the whole country was preparing for the Y2K. Do you know what they were preparing for?
Like a nuclear fallout?
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of. They predicted all the computers would fail, so then everything that was controlled by computers would fail or launch or turn off the power grid or a bunch of things. And then people went out and bought supplies pretty much to prepare for in case the end was here. Kind of a funny story. My mom, she likes to go to auctions.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to this auction, and sometimes auctions are for when people die, they have all this stuff, so they just want to sell it. Well, this guy died, and he had pallets full of toilet paper, canned goods, kerosene, and you name it. Like, if it was basically to survive. Well, this guy was preparing for Y2K, and he died before Y2K even happened. So he had all this stuff and never used it. So they ended up auctioning it off. Anyways, back to our topic, Joe. Tell me a little bit more. So you're saying October 21st. What's October 21st then?
Supposedly the end of the world by zombies.
Now, does the guy actually say by zombies?
Yes.
He does? Cause
by zombies.
By zombies. Because he does talk about calculating the end of the world. I hope that guy's making some sort of money off of this.
Well, think. People are selling stuff that's for hundreds of dollars, that which is basically a couple of gallons of water.
Yeah.
Some toilet paper and some canned food.
Yeah.
For hundreds of dollars.
So
people are buying it.
So maybe, what's kind of funny, maybe there's good. I mean, people are out spending their money buying stuff.
Would you really want to spend $500 for 5 gallons of water?
No.
Three rolls of toilet papers, and 10 canned foods. We could just go off to the store and get that for really cheap.
You know, I read one news story where people were paying this service for taking care of their pets after the rapture of the world ended. If they were gone, this company would still take care of your dog or cat after you've died. I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, it happened if they left, too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, so obviously from what we're saying is people see this as an opportunity to cash in or take advantage of people. So, Joe, would you prepare for this? Are you preparing for May 21st? Did you prepare, or will you be preparing for October 21st?
I mean, you actually want to be prepared?
Yeah.
It's going to cost way too much money.
But what about right now? Why not go to Kroger tonight and start stocking up on
You never know.
So plus, are you going to do that?
Plus, the best way to actually be safe.
Yeah.
It would be really expensive because it would be either buying island plus high cliffs.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to buy an island for $10.
True. You would have to be a multimillionaire to have your own island. But what if you were in a city in the United States, you don't have the option to go to an island? Would you stockpile stuff just to be prepared?
The best thing is to at least have some weapons.
Some weapons? Food?
I mean, not even like guns, at least like knives.
So, in terms of zombies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you think, Joe?
Because if Y2K happens, I highly doubt even a gun could really stop a nuclear bomb from killing you.
I mean, we could probably go on for days upon...
Years.
Yeah, probably years.
And centuries.
Well, I mean, there's books about it, and here you have some religious man putting up billboards all over the country telling people, May 21st, be prepared, the world is ending. And then May 21st happened, nothing happened, and then he recalculated. Have you ever seen this guy, by the way?
No. I don't know what he looks like.
It's kind of funny. He's actually quite old. He looks like a little grandpa.
You know that they asked him a question about him predicting something, and it was it failed 20 years ago, and he never answered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you remember what it was?
No. But he predicted other, you know, before the Y2K, that was his first one.
Oh, I see. All right, so Joe, we definitely talked about zombies this year. Next year, we're going to
hopefully talk about Deadliest Warrior.
Yes, the Deadliest Warriors. And Joe was explaining earlier to me, give me a kind of a quick rundown, what is the Deadliest Warriors?
They put warriors against warriors to see which one's deadlier.
And it's a TV show?
Yep, on Spike.
On Spike. And what, do you know what day or time it's on usually?
It's usually on when new season. I never see it on.
Or you were telling me you could also go on Spike.com and watch all the episodes online, right?
Yep.
And then, anyways, Deadliest Warriors, explain what do you mean by warriors? Give me some examples.
Spartan versus ninja.
Alright.
Viking versus samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Green boy versus Schwarzenegger.
So far, those are all kind of real warriors, right?
Yep. The zombie versus vampire is the first fictional fight.
I got you. Oh, okay. So they do. I mean, they're all fictional fights technically, because you can't really.
But it's actually fictional
characters.
People.
Yeah. Cool. That's pretty cool. You were saying Jesse James against
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
They also have specific people like that.
That's pretty cool.
They also have Roland Morales versus Zaku Zulu.
I don't know who that guy is.
I've heard of that Africa.
Name. Oh, yeah. William Wallace is Braveheart, right?
Yeah.
Scottish warrior.
Just hate to ruin it for you people about William Wallace, friends.
You're already ruining it for us. Okay. Thanks, Joe. All right, so next year we'll be talking about different warriors or characters, and maybe we'll talk about our opinions about each show and whether or not... which character would win and why. Sound good? All right. Everybody have a good summer. See you next fall.